With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the last segment, we talked about Oregon paying attention to the little things and doing the little details on the recruiting trail and how that adds up to big time results. That is the case, certainly, with Adidas All-American Bowl tight end Maliki Matavau, who committed to Oregon yesterday. First of all, Maliki, thank you for joining the show, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
So you did it on TV. It sounded like you had a relationship with the newscaster there. Did that happen organically? How did you decide you wanted to be on TV?
Kind of organically, but, you know, our news anchor is always at our football games, and he, you know, told me he wanted to always cover my commitment, and I was, you know, I let him know once I knew I was going to Oregon that I wanted him to cover it live. So, you know, he set it up, and we were rolling.
Now, you said it was really fun. When I talked to you, you said it was really fun to be recruited by Oregon, that they stood out in particular as being a fun recruitment. What do you mean by that?
Just, you know, how they act and how the coaches were, like, talk to me. And I'm like a friend to them, you know, a family type feel. Coach Cristobal himself was, you know, fun recruiting by, you know, he's a lively personality. You know, he's very down to earth, but, you know, has that great winning personality. And it's just great to get knowing him and the whole staff itself.
How important is that? How important is it when you're being recruited that the process is fun, that the head coach seems engaged, that the head coach seems to really want you to be a part of things?
It just shows how much that, you know, they're going to kind of shows a lot for my parents more than myself that, you know, they can trust them. You know, I could be safe there. You know, I'm going to be able to perform, and it helps me know that I can develop and that I can have, you know, a coach that will have my back, you know, will push me to my, you know, to my best.
The tight end position, first of all, Oregon's had some issues with injuries at the tight end position, but they also have a new offensive coordinator, so it's really hard to gauge exactly how they're going to use a tight end going forward in a new offense. What have they told you about that, and how have you done your own research to make sure that you'll be utilized the way you want to going forward in Eugene?
Definitely getting to know Coach Moorhead, you know, the new OC. It was really cool just to see, you know, watching film with him on Zoom on how he used Mike Gesicki when he was at Penn State and seeing how Mike Gesicki is used, you know, I can, you know, see my game kind of like him, you know, stretch the field vertically as a big body. But also, you know, seeing that Oregon, you know, had a great, you know, had a good tight end usage last year. And I've got in contact with Spencer Webb, the tight end now, and telling me that, you know, big things are going to happen for our position. And, you know, it's only going to go up from here. And I feel like I can make a definite impact at my position.
We're talking to Maliki Matavau. He committed to Oregon just yesterday, an Adidas All-American Bowl selection, the nation's number 4 tight end. So you took visits to a bunch of schools. What was it about Oregon? I know you talked about the energy and the fun being recruited by the coaching staff and how enjoyable that process was. What was it about your visit that stood out? Was there anything in particular on a visit that you go, man, Oregon just feels different to me?
Definitely, you know, Eugene itself, you know, driving up to the city and just, you know, it's not even like a city, you know, it's that college town feel, you know, all the green, but also, you know, getting into the facility, getting, you know, I just felt welcomed, and it felt like, you know, when I first walked in there, I felt like home. And that's, you know, when I felt that, it was like, okay, this is, you know, a place I need to really look at. And that's what really, you know, shifted the momentum in my recruiting.
A lot of people who listen to recruiting shows like this one or read a lot about recruiting have said they feel like potentially there could be a scenario where bringing in a lot of elite level recruits draws other recruits to that school. Was that the case for you at all? The fact that Oregon in the last few years has gotten guys like Kayvon Thibodeau, Justin Flo, Noah Sewell, has that, did that factor in, or was that something that you got excited about in terms of joining that group at Oregon? Or is that just separate and your recruitment kind of happens in a vacuum where it's really just about you and your process?
I think it's a little bit of both, but it definitely, you know, exciting because, you know, playing on that great defense they have with Noah Sewell and Justin Flo, I'm going to get better every day. And, you know, that's going to make, you know, the games eventually easier because those are the two best backers in the nation. And, you know, going against them is only going to make me better, and it's going to help me overall to make my game perform. But, you know, I'm also Oregon just happens to be, you know, home, and that's what it, you know, really felt like.
What's your relationship like at this point with some of the recruits, particularly Ty Thompson, the quarterback, who's probably going to be throwing you the ball in the future?
Yeah, Ty Thompson, I'm in contact with him a lot now, especially since yesterday we've all been talking. You know, we have a little group chat, you know, of all of our Oregon commits, you know. So I got a real good relationship with Keith Brown. You know, I played with him with FSB, but also, you know, Jackson Light, I'm real close with too. So those are the three guys I'm really developed a good relationship with.
After you commit to a school and then you get supported like that, you're in a group chat, the recruits all reach out to you. Spencer Webb, a current tight end on the team, rather than be worried about the fact that you could come and take his spot, he's excited. He's welcoming you, talking to you about how you could be used. How important is that, and how much does that kind of reaffirm to you, like, hey, I made the right decision. This is going to be like a family.
It for sure did. You know, Spencer, right after I committed, Spencer DM'd me on Instagram and, you know, congratulated me. And, you know, we just, you know, letting me know, you know, this is the right decision I made. You know, this is going to help me overall my game. And, you know, it was also really cool. I got Tyler, you know, probably the new starting quarterback there. You know, he DM'd me as well, just letting me know that this offense is going to be perfect for your tight ends. And it felt like I'm going to be a really needed asset on that team.
Well, speaking of a needed asset, when I did a breakdown of the positions that Oregon most needed to address in 2021, tight end was right up there with wide receiver at number one, or 1A, 1B. You'd mentioned that when I talked to you before, that you really could feel that Oregon didn't hide, that they really needed a tight end, that they were kind of desperate for a big-time tight end. And obviously, you fit the bill as one of the top players in the entire country. But how did they deliver that message that, like, hey, we're not just recruiting you because, you know, you're a high-level kid on the West Coast. We need you, and we see you being an impact player here in Eugene soon, because look at the depth chart.
That's exactly what they kind of, their pitch was to me. You know, I'm, you know, that tight end they wanted and needed, and I was number one on their board. It's more than just, you know, all my, you know, stats, height, and all, you know, my athleticism, but it's just more of a look at our depth chart. You can be playing, you know, as a true freshman. You know, they're losing two seniors. They didn't grab anyone in the class of 20. And now bringing in, you know, Coach Moorhead, who uses the 12 personnel offense, 11 personnel offense. They're going to need, you know, guys and bodies on the field. And, you know, that was, you know, wow, I could be playing there. It's kind of eye-opening that, you know, I could be playing college football as a true freshman.
The NFL requires its tight ends so often to be both blockers and receivers. Joe Moorhead, I think Gaskicki, or I always screw up his name, when he was at Penn State, he averaged like 50 receptions, 700 yards, and 7 touchdowns a year his last 2 years. Mario Cristobal, obviously we know how much he values blocking with his development of offensive line play. You feel like Oregon is a good blend at developing both of those, and how important is it for you in your future to make sure that you develop not just as a big-bodied receiver at 6'6", 6'7", 240 pounds, but also bring in the best technique and skill set to blocking as well at the tight end position?
You know, I feel like going to Oregon, the ceiling is only grooving higher for me. You know, Coach Cristobal, way back when he was, you know, the tight end coach at Miami, you know, he developed Greg Olsen into, you know, the all-star he is today. And, you know, having him have with that blocking, you know, capability of teaching me, and Coach Williams, you know, teaching, you know, the receiving threat, O.J. Howard, and, you know, and also teaming up, you know, those three, Coach Mirabal, Coach Williams, and Coach Cristobal, those three can, you know, I'll only grow in my, you know, blocking abilities from there.
Maliki, thank you very much for joining the show 2 weeks in a row. We really appreciate it. Congrats on your commitment. And again, best of luck to you in the future. I know you're enrolling you're graduating in December and enrolling in January. So Oregon fans will get a quick peek at you early for spring practice. So we're looking forward to that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.